And now the Great American Folk Show, a little place on the radio where we commune with you to share stories, sing some songs, and talk to some good people with great voices. On the show today, Brad Tersey of the Grammy award-winning band Old Dominion is going to play some new music from his brand new debut solo album entitled Parallel Love. You're going to love that. Keeping things country, we've also got Appalachian music from Cody Gentry, plus Petra Kovich, whose music has been featured on TV and in movies, is back with her first work in nearly 15 years, and the music is very poignant and very personal. I think you'll be moved by it. And I'm sure you'll be wowed by Wunderkind ragtime guitarist Jack Barksdale. That and more coming up today on the Great American Folk Show. I'm Tom Brusseau. It's great to have you with us. We begin our broadcast today with new music from a New Englander named Jesse Terry. Jesse's album Arcadia came out this fall, and it is a lovely document of song and music. The title track, Arcadia, is most what I would call tops. It's got this subtle reference to open road vibes from the 1980s. I hear a little Huey Lewis in there, and I hear a little Christine McVie, too. It is a catchy little number. I just know you're going to love it. So here we go with Arcadia.
So in 2009, the publishing company I was writing songs for in Nashville abruptly closed, and I became this horrible waiter. I was having the worst time, selling instruments left and right, and really, really not knowing what I wanted to do the rest of my life. And out of the blue, one day, I got this offer to go play music on a cruise ship that sailed around the islands of the South Pacific. At that time, life was so bad, that I didn't even really have time to think about it or be afraid or I just went. I just left, and it turned out to be the most pivotal decision I ever made, you know, in my whole life. My wife was working on the ship as a professional photographer, and I met her about 2 days into the voyage, and we fell in love out at sea, and we were out there for 5 months together, which equates to about 10 years on land. And she came over from her homeland of New Zealand after the contract, and I asked her to marry me almost immediately in the middle of a packed show at the Bluebird Cafe, and she said yes. And a few days later, I asked her if she'd pretty much move into the car with me and start touring for a living, and she said yes. You know, we set off, and I think before then, I never had the courage to really go after this thing that was inside, you know, brewing under the skin, you know, deep in my heart, which was to play my own songs and have this life adventure. It was too daunting and too terrifying. And she gave me this newfound well of courage and knowing that she believed in me, and I knew we'd be okay. So we went out together, and we did that for about 10 years as a full-time family business. And when our daughter arrived in 2018, she came on the road for two full years and really thrived in that experience. It set this tone for my life that things could be possible, and it's helped me so much as I'm an artist, because nothing is guaranteed. It's all about unknowns. There's no perfect map or roadmap that we can follow. It's about following your heart and just giving it your best and believing that it'll be okay. And this experience in my life really helped me with that and made me feel pretty much fearless. And now, even though our life is a little bit more traditional, I have two kids now and they go to school, and I'm balancing touring with home and all that stuff, we always think about our history and remember where we came from. And I know that we'd leave all together at a moment's notice if it was the right opportunity and we knew that it was right. So I'm so thankful for that. And, you know, who knows, in a couple of years I might be interviewing here with, you know, from a converted school bus with a family in the back. So I'm excited to see what's next. And I'm also so grateful for that chapter of my life that really created everything for me.
You were born here with the tides, raised after the war. Never smelled gunpowder or felt the thunder of a slamming door. You learned to crawl where seagrass grows, cradled in the back porch glow. Didn't know another way. Well, honey, won't you take me running? I wanna see what you see. I never really knew myself until you believed in me. And you don't wear my wicked armor, but you wear my smile. Oh, I'll follow where you lead, native child. I've been lost most of my life. It was grace that brought me here. I grew up in a town where the cold, hard ground could disappear. And at night I used to lie awake, picture the lines upon your face, and dream for another day. Well, honey, won't you take me running? I want to see what you see. I never really knew myself until you believed in me. And you don't wear my wicked armor, but you wear my smile. Oh, I'll follow where you lead, native child. Won't you teach me now to be more like you are? A rolling field with no fences, my heart with no scars. Well, honey, won't you take me running? I want to see what you see. I never really knew myself until you believed in me. And you don't wear my wicked armor, but you wear my smile. Oh, I follow where you lead, native child. Oh, I follow where you lead, native child.
Jesse Terry, right there with Native Child, recorded especially for the show. Thank you, Jesse. We move now to Jack Barksdale. He's a rising musician and songwriter. Not that it matters, but he's only 17 years old. I bring it up because I don't think I would have ever guessed it based on his age. He is so adept at singing, playing, and songwriting. I mean, his talents are most impressive. No doubt his future is a bright one. It's a pleasure to introduce to you Jack Barksdale.
Insanity Defense Exhibit A. Been driving myself crazy, searching for some peace of mind. Pointless, useless, a waste of time. I hate this world, it hates me back. I don't know what I'm gonna do. All these corny phrases and midnight crazes are splitting me in two. I'm laughing, can't stop laughing at this world we're living in. Oh, it's happening, finally happening. The roof is caving in. Been reading holy books and science books at the same time. They go well together like stormy weather. Rubik's cubes and moonshine. Well, if Jesus walked on water, it must have been in the wintertime. And I bet Adam and Eve were pretty peeved when they learned love was a lie. I'm laughing, can't stop laughing at this mess we're living in. Oh, it's happening, finally happening. The roof is caving in. My records are all scratched right out of the sleeve. I'm not a one to get mad, and besides, it doesn't really matter to me. I didn't want to listen to them anyway, just put them out on display. Yeah, tears and fears and appearances, that's how I live my days. I'm laughing, can't stop laughing at this mess that we found ourselves in. It's happening, finally happening. The roof is caving. To be honest with you, I don't believe much of what I've had to say. We've all been screwed since the beginning, so you can just look the other way. I won't blame you, I'll probably do the same, so we might as well do this together. Some say life is worth the living, and some say that nothing can be truly worth it or not worth it, and that worth and mean are inherently arbitrary, so you have to make your own meaning, even if you try to. Good luck coming up with anything useful. Well, I'm laughing, can't stop laughing at this mess we're living in. Oh, it's happening, finally happening. The roof is caving in, and I'm gasping, yes, I'm gasping at our technical advancements. It's collapsing, it's collapsing. Morality and contentment. So I'm rapping, yes, I'm rapping on the door of false fulfillment. And I'm masking, just keep masking all my fake intentions. Now we're passing, we are passing all you peasants. We are soaring, they're attacking with no caution or warning. So I'm laughing, can't stop laughing at this world we're living in. Oh, it's happening, finally happening. The roof is caving in. The truth is caving in. Ah, this life is caving in. And our world is caving in. I've been thinking a lot about the instrumental part of music lately, because generally I tend to think more of the lyrical side of music, but I've been thinking about kind of what role the instrumental part of music plays in different genres, and what role it plays in the music that I make. I feel like I approach music kind of strangely, because a lot of times the music in my songs is created with the lyrics in mind, or with the whole song in mind. So all the parts and pieces of the song kind of work together. And a lot of times, whatever I'm doing on guitar is trying to help express what the lyrics are saying. So the guitar, the melody, the vocals, the lyrics can all kind of help each other out. So I tend to think of them as all kind of intertwined and working for a common goal, which is to get the point of the song across to the audience. And whatever that point may be, to have all those pieces and parts of the song work together to convey that. I find it really fun to write music that way and to think that way, but it has resulted in me being a very weird musician, because I'm not the most technically proficient guitar player. And, you know, I'm not great at lead guitar, and there's lots of things that I'm not very good at. But I do love music, being able to express emotions through sound. It's really a strange skill and a strange thing to work with. I've been thinking about some of this stuff a little more because I've been writing a lot more songs, and I'm going to have an album out sometime next year. So I'm working on all the album stuff. And overall, I'm just pretty excited for the future of it all. One of the new songs is called We're Only Human, and I'm really excited about that one, because in a lot of my songs, I kind of leave them open-ended, and they don't really have any kind of happy ending. And I tried with that one to give it an existentialist ending as best I could. So I'm pretty happy about this new batch of songs. And I'm also really happy with this new EP I just put out. I hope it's a bit of a sampler for the album that's to come and the songs I've been writing lately. Anyway, I appreciate you having me on the show, and I hope you don't mind me rambling on about myself like this.
We're all living our mythologies, good intentions, bad memories. When we open our eyes, where will we be? On dry land or stranded out at sea? But what can you expect from us weaponized, glorified homo erectus, walking around like we know what we're doing, when the truth is we're only human? I stand my flaws in front of you. They raise me up and break me too. I'm pacing holes into my shoes, fighting to live and living to lose. It's all in the biology, my evolution catching up with me, building high rises on ancient ruins. Truth is, we're only human. Dilemmas and anomalies shaking up our bones, flooding our minds with absurdities till the conscience is overthrown. Driving ourselves crazy, at least those who care to think about the consequences in a shared existence soon to go extinct. Trouble is, we know too much. Our theory's wrong and life unjust. Soon we all shall return to dust, make our way back to Earth's lonely crust. Cycles repeat, the sun and moon chase us back and forth while we lick our wounds, build it back up till the next revolution. After all, we're only human. Guess it don't help much to sit and sulk. Some reform and some revolt. Some find meaning in the folk that live and breathe and give them hope. You've got meaning if you want it. Your legs will carry, your mind will fund it. I'm tired of all my grief and glooming. After all, we're only human. I'm sick and tired of all our grief and glooming. After all, we're only human.
Some wisdom right there from Jack Barksdale. His song, Only Human, is only available right here on the Great American Folk Show. Hope you enjoyed that. You might recall the name Brad Tersey because you're a fan of the Grammy Award-winning band Old Dominion. Brad plays guitar in that band. He's also a songwriter. His solo album from earlier this year, I'd classify as kind of country that one might hear in the boot barn, or at Cracker Barrel, or on the radio in Nashville, Tennessee. It's called Parallel Love. It's honest. It's fun, pop country, with acoustic and pedal steel guitars right up front. But you can also hear a little of his influences on the record, especially McCartney and even a little George Michael in the vocals and phrasing. We're going to check that out right now. Brad's got a song that I'm crazy about called Lover and Friend. And then Brad Tersey's going to come back and join us with a live session.
I can't stop thinking about you, baby. I think I might be going crazy. But I think it's in a good way. Nobody's holding a candle to you.
Yeah, the songwriting process of Question the Universe was quite a unique one. It happened over the span of a week where I was out at a bar with one of my friends, and he met this lady, and we went back to my house where they had a little party, and everyone stayed up all night long, and they woke up the next morning, came downstairs, and they were in love. The only problem was she had a boyfriend that had moved to L.A. the week prior to set up her new life together with this other guy in L.A. And she was moving out there the next weekend. So they, my friend and this girl proceeded to spend all week together. And, you know, we went out to drink several other times. And this whole week I was sort of writing their story on the piano. And, you know, when when the day came for her to move out to California, she ended up going and being with her other guy. But then 2 weeks later, after the song was already done, because the song does not have a happy ending, I got a picture from my friend and the girl. They were together on a ski lift. So she ended up leaving the guy in California and moving back to Nashville, and they are now engaged. So it was quite a crazy love story that I got to capture in, you know, 3.5 minutes of music. So it's a special song for me, for sure.
We fell in love before the ice melted. We had a vibe, and I know I felt it, and she felt it too. Talked all night about love and life till the stars turned blue. Then she said she had a boyfriend. She slipped it in the middle of a story about a trip to L.A. Then she told me she was moving out there on Saturday. Right person, wrong time, she's perfect. Well, God, why'd you have to go and do me so dirty like that? Give me everything I want and nothing I can have. Right love, wrong town, I wanna hold her. But somehow she's leaving in the morning, someone got to be first. Is a shit like this will make you question the universe? We spent the rest of the week breaking all the rules. Called her 3 times a day, no time to play it cool. Had to tell her how I feel. I said I really don't care if he finds out, baby. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but when you know, you know. She just closed her eyes and smiled. Well, don't you hate it when you find the right person? Wrong time, she's perfect. Well, God, why'd you have to go and do me so dirty like that? Give me everything I want and nothing I can have. Right love, wrong town, I wanna hold her. But somehow she's leaving in the morning, someone got to be first. Is she like this to make you question the universe? She can't let him go, she can't let him go. She knows she's got something good. And I did everything I could. But it's just the right person, wrong time, she's perfect. God, why'd you have to go and do me so dirty like that? Give me everything I wanted, nothing I can have. Right love, wrong town, I wanna hold her. But somehow she's leaving in the morning, someone got to be first. Is shit like this will make you question the universe? Make you question the universe.
Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the John and Elaine Andrist Charitable Trust, the estate of Blair Flegel, the Lorac family, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative, helping meet the electricity needs of rural member cooperatives in eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Our power is our people. More information at minnkota.com. We write for many reasons. Hemingway, for example, wrote because he loved to tell a story, but most importantly, he could write in a very simple way, and most people found it very palatable. Eric Blair wrote because he believed he could change the world, and indeed he did. His pen name was George Orwell, and maybe you read his book, 1984. But not just writers. What about painters? What do painters paint? Emily Lundy is one of our local best known. Her paintings depict everyday scenes of work and play and celebration. She painted because it exercised her memory. And composers, what do composers compose? I'm not really sure if I know the answer to that one, even though I'm a composer myself, but I think composers compose how the beauty in life is tragically fleeting. Jessica Peters Malmberg, stage name Petrikovich, is on the show right now. She's a seasoned touring musician and songwriter who returns with new music after quite some time. I had the pleasure of seeing her live in the early 2000s. Her pure, unaffected voice is as beautiful as they come, or as Pitchfork once said about her, she is a songbird, and I love about that. We're going to hear her talk about this tragedy in life. How beauty is fleeting, but thank God we have beauty. It's Petrikovich on the Great American Folk Show.
Just come. Hi there, this is Jessica from Petrikovic, and I'm so honored to be on this show. This album, This Is Easy, This Is Love, is a very unique one for me. I wrote these songs about a year after my first child, Otto, was born, and he died after 8 days. These are impressions of moments that came in the time that he was here and after he died, and in those days afterwards where we had no idea how we were going to keep going and recover and be present in life. And thankfully, music has always been a part of what has helped me be present with things that I can hardly tolerate. And so at first it was too hard to sing and play. It was too raw. But after a time, I could strum the guitar. I could put some words to the music. And I had to play guitar because I would write when my daughter was napping and I couldn't wake her up. So I transferred it to piano later because I am a piano player. And when it came time to record the album, I knew it needed to be a very special situation because this was not one where I wanted to do a million takes. I needed it to be really centered and really from my heart. I worked with John Askew in Portland, who was so present and so capable of holding this space. And we made a plan so that I would play each song in its entirety, piano and vocals together, no click track, and then take a pause and go to the next song in the album. So I wouldn't be recording it over and over again. It would just be pure and moving through the course of the album each time. And so we had his pictures everywhere. We had candles, and it was very precious. And I love listening to the songs. I listen to them every anniversary. That's my little dog, Milo. I played on an upright Yamaha piano, and then we went back and added some layers of background vocals and cello. And my friend Heather Houseman played the cello. It was lovely. And they are all love songs and sorrow songs and learning to open my heart to all the pieces that love brings with it. Love is always going to be part of grief, and grief is always going to be part of love. I love what Martine Prechtel says about grief, that you can't have praise without grief, and you can't have grief without praise, and they're all bound together. And so when we got the hang of this a little more, we could see the amazing bright colors of life that grief offers, and it wasn't something we had to avoid. I planned to release the album soon after I recorded it. I was pregnant with my third daughter, and then I got cancer. And so literally lost the files for the album for a while. I had to reach out to Carl Saff, who mastered it, to get the files again. And it's been many years, and this is finally the time to put it out. I love being an advocate for grief. I think it brings deep richness to our lives to not forget that love. So thank you so much. This is love.
I hope you're having an excellent day today. This is the Great American Folk Show. I'm Tom Brousseau. You just heard a live session from Jessica Peters Malmberg, also known as Petrakovich. Thank you for listening, wherever you may be listening from. Big hello to you from North Dakota. We go now to another live session from Cody Gentry. He's a musician that I've been listening to for a long time. His debut came out this year. It's called Blue Ridge Gold, and it is just that. It is gold. A bit of gravel to his voice when he pushes it, which I really love. You're going to hear that. To me, when singers hit that gravel in their voice, what they're really doing is celebrating that thing within that calls them to burn the candles at both ends. Kind of like that Dylan poem. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Or as Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam once sung, restless soul, enjoy your youth. Well, enjoy, Cody Gentry.
She's digging through an old peacoat daddy left her in as well. She's got nowhere to go, plenty of time to kill. Shows up when the nights get long and rough, like the men and the dope ain't strong enough. She'll breathe you out with a cigarette puff, rhyming everything with love. She still sings like an angel choir, voice that proves there's no such thing as sin. Smiles like the sun dancing through the pines, the kind of sky we'll never see again. Blames the weather on why she's sick, but the Georgia frost ain't in her lungs. Uses her age like a parlor trick, like she did when she was young. She was everyone's girl one point in time, calling her shots on the county line. Tripping over herself with bloodshot eyes, she may laugh like she lost her mind. She still sings like an angel choir, a voice that proves there's no such thing as sin. Smiles like the sun dancing through the pines, the kind of sky we'll never see again. County called like kindling on the dry soil, running scared of the faces and the names. Try to get to higher ground, the foothills are on fire now, and I can't see a soul among the flames. I can't see a soul among the flames. She still sings like an angel choir, a voice that proves there's no such thing as sin. Smiles like the sun dancing through the pines, the kind of sky we'll never see again. The kind of sky we'll never see again. The kind of sky we'll never see again.
Well, hey folks, I'm Cody Gentry, and I'm a singer and a songwriter from the upstate of South Carolina. The author Ron Rash says landscape is destiny, so I'd like to tell you a little bit about where I'm from before I tell you who I am. We are, by definition, in these parts, a part of Appalachia, since we're nestled right in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Though we aren't coal miners in our part like you hear in a lot of folk music coming out of Appalachia. No, most of the older people I knew growing up worked in the textile mills or worked the same trade they learned in their teenage years. They're master storytellers and joke tellers about their glory days of drag racing down dirt roads, close calls with police, and arguing about who worked harder at the mill. There was a pride in work, love of family, and it was a great place to grow up. At this point, I believe most, if not all, of the mills have been shut down and relocated. And their buildings have been torn down, turned into corporate parks or apartment buildings as the population is growing rapidly through my hometown. I don't blame anyone for wanting to move here, but it is now a different place than when I grew up. As for me, I grew up playing a saxophone that was inherited to me by my late uncle. By high school, I was in every band class I could enroll in. I loved the music, and if I'm being honest, I needed the structure of someone telling me what to do. My mom and dad played a lot of music for us growing up. My dad was more drawn to the story songs of folk country and southern rock, while my mom was more of a hair metal and arena rock fan. Music's always been important to me, and I've always been drawn to story songs. The first song I ever wanted to learn all the lyrics to was John Prine's Please Don't Bury Me, and I loved yelling the line, "Send my mouth way down south and kiss my ass goodbye." So that should tell you just about everything you need to know about me as a kid. I started writing songs as a way to keep my mind busy. Truthfully, I was poor, and it was the cheapest form of entertainment for myself. It morphed into a passion and a way I could express myself that I had never been able to before. When COVID hit, I was able to slow down and really focus on the writing. Then I started uploading videos of my songs as a way to still feel connected to people in an isolated world. Flash forward to July of this year, I took 10 of my best songs to Nashville. I made a record with Dean Miller, and convinced the best players and engineers in Nashville to accompany me. This record is a true amalgamation of my people and my world through the lens of which I see it. This album is love, heartbreak, desperation, joy, vindication, and victory. At the very least, I wanted to make a record that I would want to listen to. It was my goal, however, to make something that felt timeless. Change is constant. Landscapes change. Issues change. Even you and I change. But it's the stories that will always remain.
Steam from the pines rises fast and bellows bold. The breeze that slows the streams turns to Blue Ridge gold. And as the day breaks, the sky and I separate. It's like watching a heart break in two. All this is nothing new. And I burned all the cords I saved for winter. This house feels so much colder alone. Mornings don't mean a thing to me. These birds don't sing for me. Cry and call your name into the dawn. Remembering every morning that you're gone. The foothills of my father take no mercy. They leave whatever's left battered and blue. Think I lost my innocence long before I held a love. And I held on too long after you. Well, I would have bet your silhouette was still in the old door frame. We
You would gaze for days at the pouring rain, waking up to the hard truth, hell clinging on the old tin roof. These boards are barely hanging on. The foothills of my father take no mercy. They leave whatever's left battered and blue. Think I lost my innocence long before I held a lover. And I held on too long after you. Snow hides the leaves on the cold, dark ground. I'll find you in the stillness of the winter's sound. And I won't rest till I see the smile that stills my old heart worn. You and I forevermore. The foothills of my father take no mercy. Leave whatever's left battered and blue. Think I lost my innocence long before I held a lover. And I held on too long after you. And I held on too long after you.
Thank you for listening to the show today, and thank you to our guests. You just heard Cody Gentry with a live session. Jesse Terry was on the program today. Jack Barksdale, Brad Tursey, and Petra Kovich. Opening theme by Sean Watkins in Los Angeles, California. End theme by Burkham Boys in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Mary Jones is the talent producer. Elizabeth Brousseau helps with the digital realm on the Great American Folk Show. Eric Dethridge is the producer and editor. And Ann Alquist is the director. Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the John and Elaine Andrist Charitable Trust, the Lorac family, the estate of Blair Flegel, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative. I'm Tom Brousseau. May you always find the sun until we meet again.